I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
6:46 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ed Norris, Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn on this hump day Wednesday. We is just moving right along. Maybe I shouldn't have said that. That's like being at an Orioles game. And you say, man, this game is moving quickly. And you hear Palmer and Ben McDonald cuss you out in your ear because that means it's about to come to a screeching halt. The week is moving along quickly. And the Ravens have a signing. They signed former first round draft pick, Laken Tomlinson. Laken was drafted in the first round, pick number 28, by the Detroit Lions back in 2015. He's a one-time Pro Bowler. He made it to the Pro Bowl back in 2021 with the San Francisco 49ers. He's 33 years old. He played in 10 games this year for the Houston Texans, started in 7. Is he a better option, in your opinion, Jeremy, than Falele?
I mean, I don't know, but like, feels like anything's going to be a better option than him. I was talking to some people yesterday, and it's just weird talking about a guy that when he's bad, he's unbelievably bad, like an eyesore. Like, be like watching guys in the NBA shoot air balls every time down the floor.
Yeah.
You know, like, to see him whiff on a player that's right in front of him. And as I said before, this isn't a tackle that's outside where a guy can go wide nine and line up.
Yeah.
Like, you've got somebody standing right in front of you. Get your hands on him. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I can't sit here and look, there's a guy that's on the waiver wire out there that's been sitting for a while in Tomlinson. And I know some teams have picked him up, kicked the tires on him. I don't know if he's better sitting out there.
But Houston did more than kick the tires. He started 7 games for them.
But there's a reason why he's free right now.
I'm not, yeah,
they
right.
don't have a good offensive line.
Oh, see, hit me out. I didn't ask, was he good? I said, was he better than Falele? I didn't ask, was he good?
Yeah. Do you want nausea or diarrhea?
Yeah.
Why don't we have both?
Ed, we've been hearing from Harbaugh him defend Falele for weeks, months.
Yeah.
And then they go out and sign, make this signing. So do you believe his defense of Falele now?
No.
Did you ever?
No. But
I don't believe
this is what they do. It's just, you know, defend guys, and then they're gone. Like, what? I mean, unless you're the Rams, you don't actually criticize people working for you. Remember they did that to Goff?
Did Goff, mm-hmm. Yep. Got rid of his butt.
Yeah. He's our quarterback as of today.
What?
Wow.
Nice.
That's nice.
We believe in you.
Until we get that future Hall of Famer to replace you. I think this is the Ravens, a desperation move, but a good desperate. Some moves of desperation are good. They're desperate to find someone to play that position that's better than the guy playing that position now. Even if they had to go out and go get a 33-year-old who was recently cut from a team that needed offensive line help. I'm okay with that. Let's see what this guy can do. You cut someone who's of insignificance to you. Let's see what he can do. If he's better, great. And that's a good stopgap. Let's go ahead and keep plugging the dike. You know what I mean? Put a little, you know, do what you got to do to get out of the season.
I mean, look, the problem is, like, when you're talking about bringing in somebody, are they better than Filele? It's like, I have no idea. Like, there's never a time that you, at the end of the year, you go, man, we really need this. Oh, my God, it's sitting right on my front doorstep. You know, like, I don't know if he comes in. And again, talking about him, you said he started 7 games for Houston. Houston's offensive line was horrendous, and they cut him. So I can't sit here and tell you it's a better option.
I got no car. Got none at all. My neighbor gave me a hoopty. I mean, it's nasty. It's nothing that I would probably buy if I had the money to buy a car, but I got no car. So you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to drive that hoopty.
You already have a hoopty.
And it's better than not having one.
You have two hoopties. What you doing with two hoopties? You acting like you don't have the other hoopty just because you want this new hoopty. Why do I keep saying hoopty?
But you saw it on a bona fide website.
In the National Enquirer.
But I think that's where they are right now, man. I mean, yeah, is it a hoopty? Yeah, but it's you got none right now. Daniel Falele is often like having no offensive lineman in front of him. He's whiffing.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's go to Rosedale and get Antonio. What's up, Antonio?
Good morning. How you guys doing?
Doing good. Well. How are you?
Good. Happy Hump Day Wednesday, guys.
Same to you.
Same to you, buddy.
Can the Ravens pressure Joe Burrow and hold up against the Bengals receivers? And you guys have a wonderful day, and Ed, I'll see you tonight.
Ah, great. I'll see you tonight.
Normally, when people ask Ken, we respond with they can, but I don't think they will.
Mount Washington toy drive tonight, by the way.
I don't think the Ravens can get to Joe Burrow. I don't think they can. If they could, they would have been doing it already. They haven't gotten to anybody.
But honestly, I don't think
they went through a whole game with one quarterback hit.
They couldn't get to a guy with a steel shank in his cleats or a 42-year-old quarterback.
I don't think you have to get to him if you play your offense right.
Well, that's a different question. You know, you go that way, but to answer his question, no, they can't get to him. Yeah, I mean, if they can't score 14 points either, Jeremy.
Yeah.
I mean, you can score 14, just don't stop at 14. Keep going. They've been awful in every capacity. Name something they haven't been awful at in the last month. They've been bad at special teams at times. At times. Punting. 51 yards. 51 yards a punt, man. That's right. You know, hey, Jeremy, you know I'm desperate when I start glorifying a punter.
Yeah, nice gam, Stout.
Oh, my gosh. Dude is averaging 51 yards. Averaging 51 yards a punt. That's normally like people's season high. There's a season high of 51 yards. Nah, man, I kicked the ball 49 yards. I'm under my average. That's a bad boy. Mm. Don't hate. Don't hate Jordan Stout.
Well, you asked.
That's my MVP. That's like your Cole Irvin. Only my MVP actually produced.
Mine did.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, yours was just... Mine came out and started every fifth day. Your guy comes out when we can't get anything right on third down. That's when he comes out.
But my guy suits up and plays every game.
But that nobody wants your guy to play, because if your guy's playing, it ain't a good day.
It could be. Yeah. He makes it a good day. No, because by bad field position, he releases one and flips the field.
I love that you're saying that. And he gets cheered. As soon as one goes off the side of his foot, he's like, get rid of that some. Yeah, that's all you guys... No respect for the special teams. None. By the way, Did you really, like, I'm sitting over here, Ed gets a package in the mail, and he's over here going through his panties during the commercial break. Did you see that? He was going through all his different panties.
Ed got them Tommy John drawers, man.
Yeah.
How many, listen, if you are in search of underwear or want a good Christmas gift, the Tommy John drawers are the place to go, man.
They are the best.
They're the way to go.
The best, Jerry.
The best. Don't Ed about 8 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
He hooked.
I'm not hungry. Soup's not dinner, Jerry.
They were just 50% off of Black Friday.
Mm. Oh, that's what you got?
Mm-hmm.
You got men's underwear half off?
Yeah.
Why don't you take them all the way off? Yeah.
You crack yourself up.
His panties. Crack himself up. I read a report from the National Enquirer. If I can't laugh at myself, what am I going to do?
They have the best fly in the underwear world.
Yeah?
Yes.
It's easy to get into?
Yes.
Or out of?
Both.
And also holds it in place.
Yep.
I already told you, mine's just perched up on the on my balls.
On the boulders there?
Yeah, I mean, it's so cold outside, it's just sitting there. Hey, what's going on? Not nothing, just keep it down. I'm not cold anymore. Yeah. Well, why didn't you grow? I don't know. Anyway.
The man gave us a report from the National Enquirer's beat writer, folks. If you just tuned it in, Jeremy Kahn gave us a report that he said was legit for the National Enquirer beat writer. Joe, in the meanwhile, is in my ear. It's not true. It's not, Rob. It's not true.
Joe, how many Pulitzers did this guy win?
Three. Robert Frost had four, so he's almost there.
Wow. He's almost there.
Well, it is.
Faulkner had three also.
How many followers did they have on Twitter? Did you say,
yeah,
Joe?
How many does Robert Frost 100 have?
The National Enquirer, 340.
No, 340.
That person that tweeted it has like 13,000.
Yeah, three Pulitzer Prizes. They're bots. They're bots.
No,
all his followers are bots.
It was spelled N-O-B-E-L-L.
How many followers?
13,000.
There are 13,000 people falling for the same crap you fell for.
I'm going to retweet it to see if somebody else will go after it.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.